Hello and welcome back to this Microsoft Virtual Academy, all about hybrid IT management with a specific focus on automation. Now in the previous modules we've looked at all sorts of stuff, getting started with OMS automation, building textual and graphical runbooks, so loads of stuff to get you started. And now we're going to look at another way that you can start to bring runbooks into the system, into OMS automation, and that's through migration of existing investments you've made in System Center Orchestrator. And to help us understand how you do that, I'm joined by Ravi. Welcome, Ravi. Good to have you. Tell us a little bit about you. What do you do? How long have you been at Microsoft? We know that a little bit longer than me, 11 years for you, 10 years for me. But tell us what you've been doing at Microsoft in that time.
Oh, yeah. I've been 11 years in Microsoft, pretty much centered around System Center. I worked on various components of System Center, right from Config Manager to Virtual Machine Manager to Essentials to Orchestrator.
Yep.
And now OMS automation and OMS patching.
Nice.
It's been quite a journey, and very interesting journey.
So you just need to do Operations Manager and Data Protection Manager.
To complete the loop. Actually, we have done that as part of Essentials. We kind of integrated
with Essentials. Oh, that's true.
And I've done a little bit of DPM, so I can combine that.
Mr. System Center, yeah.
Exactly.
And you've spoken at a number of events, Ignite, and I've linked on the slide as well to resources.
Ignite, MMS, Convergence, TechEdge, Europe, US.
Nice. So if today isn't enough for your fix of Ravi, there's plenty of other opportunities online as well, is what we're saying. So
Thanks. Bring
us up to speed with the investments we're making around helping organizations out there who've invested in System Center Orchestrator to take those runbooks forward to the next gen and for OMS automation.
Perfect. I think you exactly said what our goal was when we started this migration project. So our biggest goal was to ensure that the customers like you who have invested a lot in Orchestrator, and Orchestrator has been there from 2012. So I personally know many customers who have built about more than 1,000 runbooks in their environment.
Right.
So it's very important for us to ensure that those investments, when I say Orchestrator investments, these are the business processes that are running in production. It's very important for us to carry forward those to the new platform what we have in OMS automation.
Yeah.
Because we don't want customers to rewrite those big investments there. So that's exactly the goal of migration, I think, there. So when I say carrying forward your existing investments, so what does it mean? So in very simple terms, customers think about investments as the business process, which in turn the runbooks which they have created. And how do they create the runbooks? Runbooks are created using three things. Either they use an integration packs, which we have given out of the box, which we shipped out of the box, either Microsoft or third-party things, or they could go to any partner and do it, or they could have built their own ones.
Right.
Second category is about the standard activities. We shipped about 74 standard activities, which is the most common. I want to go query a database. I want to restart a system. I want to run a .NET script. About 74 of them, and customers have created their custom activities there.
Right.
And third thing is what I call is the loops and joins. When you create a runbook, you need to make sure that you connect two activities and make sure it runs in a loop based on your business need or a condition and everything there.
Mm-hmm.
So the three aspects what when I say people author the runbooks with. So our migration project, we also said, hey, let's solve the problem in the same three steps. Because this is what customer is doing, let's try to solve them. So we've broken that into three parts. The first part about integration pack converter. So if you have any of the integration pack, whether you're using Microsoft one or your custom one, we provided a tool which takes the integration pack, that OPK file, and converts into an integration module,
right,
which can be directly imported into either Azure Automation or SMA.
Right.
And you can start leveraging the activities of that particular integration module right in your runbooks.
Gotcha.
And the second thing is standard activities. One thing to cover on integration packs is just to give some convenience to the customers, for the Microsoft supported OIT-based integration packs, we have actually converted the integration module. So you don't have to worry about it. Just look at the download the integration modules and import them. But if you have created a custom ones, you have to actually use this tool to convert that integration module.
Mm-hmm.
So the second big topic of this is standard activities. As I said, we shipped 74 activities, which are orchestrator-based activities. So what we did was we looked at each of the 74 activities and applied various migration strategies. If there is an equivalency in PowerShell, we simply took this and we have rewritten in PowerShell.
Right.
If there is no equivalent PowerShell commandlet or anything for that, just to preserve the functionality of Orchestrator so that you don't have to do a lot of manual work, we try to create a wrapper on top of that.
Right.
So you can directly use that new thing. So everything to make sure that your migration is seamless. And you also released the module, the standard activities module, which you can directly import and see all the activities.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing, you can use the activities of that standard activities module either in Azure Automation OMS automation or in your service management automation if you're purely running on-prem.
Right, nice.
And the last thing is about runbooks, those processes I was talking about. So the simple way we have provided, also released a runbook converter, which allows you to export your runbooks from Orchestrator, convert them and import into the automation space.
Right.
So I'll walk you through some of the steps. As a customer, what do I need to do? I have my Orchestra investments. I've been running for some time. What are the steps I need to do to make it work in Azure Automation?
Right.
So very simple step. Think of it as the four steps you need to do. The first step is look at the integration modules, what you have. If you are using Microsoft-supported OIT-based integration packs, just go to the website, download them, and import into the system.
So what would be an example of a Microsoft delivered?
Could be a virtual machine manager, right. Could be a data production manager, any of those things.
There. Okay.
Or like REST-based, FTP, REST, SharePoint, any of those.
So the ones you get in the box that you essentially default.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. The only thing I want to call out, this is an OIT, currently the support is for OIT, Orchestrated Integration Toolkit-based IPs.
Right.
So most of the customers who have created a custom integration pack, they must have used the toolkit what we provided.
Yeah.
So if you are using your own custom integration packs, use the IP converter tool to actually convert an integration module there.
Great.
So that part is covered. So look at your runbooks. If you have integration modules, integration packs in your Orchestra environment, convert them into modules, import them. Step one is done.
Great.
Step two, look at if your runbooks are using standard activities. We have already provided the standard activities module. All you have to do is when you import the download, the whole migration toolkit, you get this module. Import that into both Azure Automation and the hybrid worker. I'll talk about the hybrid. How do you actually run this runbooks after migrating this stuff?
Okay.
Third thing is about actually exporting your runbook from Orchestrator and importing it to Azure Automation. Since we released the beta version, there are a few things might not work, some of the error conditions, validations there, so you need to do some manual fix-up as needed, because everyone writes on runbooks in a very different way, and everything depends on your business. So it's very hard to come up with a very generic thing, so you might need some manual fix-up, depends on what activities you're using, how much customization you have done on that.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So that's the high-level steps you need to think about. Just to recap the four steps you need to always remember: look at integration packs for your runbooks, convert them into integration modules. If you have standard activities, import the standard activities module, export the runbook, import it, and do the manual fix-up.
Right.
And let me quickly do a quick demo so you can actually see how that's going.
Excellent.
To work.
Yeah, let's take a look.
First thing I'm going to tell you is there's enough documentation on the standard website, Azure.com, Microsoft. You go to just type Migration Toolkit, Orchestrator Migration Toolkit. Mm-hmm. It'll actually walk you through the whole step-by-step. How do you migrate from Orchestrator Automation? What are the things you need to do? Where to download the links? Everything, the step-by-step instructions. It talks about how do you create these converters, what sort of parameters, which one will work, which will not work, something which cannot be converted. We have a pretty detailed explanation about how to do this stuff, what happens in the graphical runbooks, everything there.
Great.
Including step by step there.
Looks good.
And the first thing what you do is you can go to the link there. And if you click on the link, it actually shows this is the download link where you can actually download the toolkit.
Right.
And I was also talking about the integration modules. If it's you're using Microsoft-supported OIT-based IPs, we have actually converted into modules. So you can, and do that. Again, this goes to the download center. Just go to the download center or just go to Bing and say Orchestrator Integration Modules or Orchestration Migration Toolkit, both of them will land you here.
Right. And Beth and a few of the other speakers like Chris have already talked about how we import different resources into OMS automation. So just follow those kind of standard procedures.
Perfect.
Great.
So once you install, download and install this tool, you get three things. You get the runbook converter, integration pack converter, the two main things what you get.
Yep.
So as I was talking about the three parts of the migration process, the first part is an integration pack converter. So let me quickly give a demo of the integration pack converter. So once you launch it, this is what the wizard says. Welcome to Orchestrated Integration Pack Converter. Mm-hmm. As I said, this will take any orchestrated integration pack, converts into an integration module, so you can actually import them. So let's select an orchestrated integration pack. For integration, I'll take SharePoint. SharePoint was one of the famous integration pack. A lot of people are using that stuff.
Right. Yeah.
So first thing what it did was it cracked open the OIP file and tried to get the metadata.
Right.
The version I had, the who authored it, and everything there. Next thing what it does, if you look at an orchestrator integration pack, and integration packs has activities which can be referenced and everything there. So it listed all the activities and the corresponding commandlets.
Nice.
But the things we didn't have support, for example, monitoring. If you have a monitoring activities in Orchestrator, we didn't have a support when we are building the migration toolkit thing there. So it actually shows an error message. When you click on next, it says that, hey, your integration modules contains one or monitor activities that are currently not supported. You'd like to proceed. If you'd like to proceed, we'll create a placeholder so that you can put your own logic. So that you can have your own custom logic there, or you can invoke a webhook to take an action, you do many, many more things there. So
right. He's
telling that if there's any activities which you have not supported, we are warning you before.
Okay, so you'd have to essentially customize your final runbook a little bit to make it work.
Correct, depends on how, what you are actually using that
stuff.
I'll say yes. And other thing I want to talk about, as part of this, you can also change some activities. If you realize that, hey, I'm no longer using that activity, I don't want to keep it in my DL files, I'm going to take it off. I want to add some more things, you can add. So you have a lot more flexibility in doing that stuff.
Nice.
Other part, what we have added is a validation piece. If any of these activities contains some of the properties which conflicts with PowerShell properties, anything, it's like naming conflict. It says that, hey, this already exists, please change your name. So we try to do every validation, whatever we can.
Hmm.
Again, this is a beta version. I just wanted to call it out. There's a few might things we missed, a few things what we know we're going to work on.
Okay.
So I just want to call out this is a beta version.
Good to know, but it allows somebody to, and it's non-destructive, I take it as well. So I could convert it. It's not going to damage my original.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
Absolutely nothing there, because it's going to create a separate
thing. Okay.
So it actually shows all the dependencies what you have. So if you have not changed anything from your original installation, everything should work seamlessly, like you see all green checkboxes, unless someone has actually moved a dependency file. Now it's asking me the location where I want to put it. I'm going to save it in the desktop. I already have it.
It's just going to create a zip file?
Yep, probably going to create a zip file, and that's done. It's already created a shapefile because I just override that.
So yep.
That's what you have.
Great.
Now what we do is we're going to go to our Azure Automation portal. I'm sure in the previous modules, you must have already seen this portal or all our experience there.
Multiple times. First time in Internet Explorer there.
So any of the integration packs, when we say integration modules, those are classified under assets.
Right.
So you go to assets, I think this is already covered.
We've covered
different assets there.
Yep.
And this is the modules where we can actually import the integration modules. So all you have to do is just like add a module and just browse that file, whatever you selected. I put it on the desktop. I selected my SharePoint. 6-1 at 4 o'clock.
So it's looking for a zip file, yeah?
Exactly.
Okay, great.
I'm not going to import it because import takes some time.
Right.
I've already pre-imported that in the afternoon.
Great.
To show you. In the interest of time. So if you go to here, I imported in the afternoon. You can actually see that.
Yep.
And you can see all the activities, whatever SCO had. You can actually see every activity, whatever it has there. So you can actually start creating, using these activities in both Azure Automation as well as Service Management Automation if you're purely using an on-prem system there.
Right, nice.
Last thing I want to call on the integration pack converter is, you have converted integration module. Then you realize, oh, I missed something. I really want to go create one more. You don't have to start from the scratch. You can use the same wizard to point to the converted module and go make other changes if you want to.
Okay. So you would point it at the SharePoint.zip file is what
correct.
You're saying.
Correct. The converted module.
You'd essentially crack it open again, make the changes, and then zip it back.
Exactly. Rather than remembering what changes I made before, oh, let me redo, I have to do that. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay, that's good. Great.
Okay. Second thing I want to call out is that finishes the first part of integration module. The second part I was talking about standard activities.
Yeah.
Similarly, once you install it, you get the zip file module. You have to go and import it and say, but just in interest of time, I've already imported. So this gets imported in the same folder as whatever your installation folder is, wherever you install your toolkit, you actually get the standard activity zip file.
Right.
I've already imported that in the interest of time, and that's about like 74 activities, take a long time. So if you look at orchestrated integration activities, 6-1-140,
yep.
I imported that today. And this actually shows all the System Center orchestrator activities.
There's 82 different activities that it's imported.
Yeah, since every activity is not a one-to-one commandlet, there might be a few commandlets, so that's why you see a little bit different there.
Oh, I see.
And everything we added, like an append, like SCO, it's called the append line, we call it append SCO line, so you can clearly differentiate this activity as a normal PowerShell activity.
Uh-huh.
And you can reference any of these activities in your runbooks. Again, both in Azure Automation and Service Management Automation.
Right.
Okay, that completes the first two parts. The third part is about taking your runbook and exporting from Orchestrator and importing into Azure Automation.
Right.
For that, I'll go to a very well-known, very well-used Orchestrator Designer.
Looks familiar, yeah.
Yeah, something very old to me because we already moved on, but like I'll have to see the screen there.
Let's reminisce.
Yeah. So let's talk about, I've taken a very simple runbook to actually migrate and run it in Azure Automation there. And as you can see, I've created some runbook which has got some links, some joins, and some append line. We can actually take the data bus from previous screen there. So as you can see, it's coming from a previous. This is one of the most powerful features Orchestrator has, like data bus. That's why I'm pointing to that. I'm creating a folder, a random generation text, and appending the line. Very simple runbooks and a platform event there. And the first thing I'll do is I'll take this and I'll export it. This is the first step I was talking about. And I'm going to copy that in C, demo runbook conversion. I already have this file. I'm going to, I imported this at 12:30. So I'm going to overwrite that. So my first part is done.
Great.
My, once I export it, I have to ensure that I convert this so that it can be imported into Azure Automation. So right now for that, we are providing a command line tool as part of the beta.
Okay.
We'll be improving that as we get to the final release. So in the first, I said, once we install the toolkit, you get integration pack converter, which I demoed. You also get a runbook converter. So the runbook converter will actually give you in complete details about, like, it's a command line tool. It actually talks about we automatically preload the module, necessary modules and everything there. Uh-huh. All you have to do is just go open up your PowerShell window. It automatically opens up that stuff. And everything is step-by-step documented. So in this documentation, when you actually go, it actually talks about how to run this runbook converter step-by-step.
Right.
If you look at this one, everything is talked step-by-step. How do you do it? How to run the runbook converter?
Great.
Thing there. So,
and the commands that you should use.
In the log files, how do you export it? Everything there.
Excellent.
And even in the commandlet, we can actually give you the path as well. We give an example path. It's explaining what fields it requires. So you don't have to even look at the documentation or print it out and keep it next to you.
Right. Great.
So all I'm doing is convert from score runbook.
Mm-hmm.
I selected a runbook path. This is the runbook path C:demo runbook conversion where I actually put my export file.
Yeah.
Remember file, this is where I put my export file. And I said I want to output that to the same folder.
Right.
As you can see right now, it has got only one file.
So it'll keep the same naming convention unless...
Unless you want to change.
Yeah, okay.
So now I just hit enter. It converts, it gives you some warning saying, hey, one of the activities could not be converted.
Right, so similar to what we saw when we used the, the conversion toolkit earlier.
As you can see now, the same time we exported this, three more files I've generated. One is a .graph runbook, which gets imported into the Azure Automation.
Right.
And you also see a quick summary, which actually tells you, hey, the runbook got converted. There's a warning, what got missed. And this is the place where you would go for your manual fix-up.
Yeah.
For example, if you are using a lot of other integration packs, like Exchange or anything, here it tells you exactly, hey, you need to create an integration module for this. If you are using a lot of variables, it tells that, hey, you need to go create a variable. So think of this one summary page will give you a complete information, what actions you need to take.
Like a checklist.
Stuff. Yeah. Like a checklist. So you don't have to worry about like, which runbook failed, which runbook happened.
Yeah.
This one-stop place where you can actually look everything and say, hey, look, we're good. Okay, let me do this stuff.
So in my mind now, when I import this graphical runbook into OMS Automation, I'm going to have to go to where this send platform event is happening and probably either find an alternative module somewhere else that does a similar job or write something in PowerShell myself.
That's exactly right.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But this will exactly tell you all the actions you need to take for that runbook.
Okay.
But if you say, I need to troubleshoot exactly what's happening there, there's a progress. So we've created two separate files. One is a high-level summary, action to take, and other is a detailed progress. You can actually see what happened for each book. If you're really in the troubleshooting thing, you can actually step-by-step stuff.
Okay, so it's more of a
verbose logs and everything. Yeah. That's why we separated out. We don't want to get the action part lost in the whole verbose stuff there.
Nice.
So that completes converting. Now my next step is actually importing that into my cloud Azure Automation. I'm not walking through this experience because I know my colleagues have already gone through the experience of showing the runbooks and everything there.
Yep.
So this is the Azure portal. I'm going to go to the runbooks. This is where I need to import the runbooks there. So add a runbook. And I'm saying an import an existing runbook. So this talks about the various ways you mentioned about how do you get your runbook.
Yeah.
And I have to select a file. And I think I put that in C:\demo:\conversion. That's got converted today. And you can see the dot graph runbook, which got generated today at 409.
Yep.
By default, this is a graphical workflow because Orchestrator added that. And you can leave the name as it is, or you can call like a different thing for your testing. So I will say MVA test. And I just say create.
So it always creates a graphical PowerShell workflow versus just a standard graphical PowerShell.
That's correct.
Okay. That was quick.
Yep. Now if you go back to look at your runbook migration, got created at 4:12, and you open that. Now the real test begins. So let's go back and look at the designer. So this is what the shape was.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect that when I converted and migrated, I expect everything should remain as it is. Everything should work as it is, should have the same activities, even the link should be the same, it should also have the database, it should do the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
It's going to work.
I have complete faith, don't worry.
So, let's go back here. So I went to the runbook migration, what we just created.
Yeah.
Click on edit.
Drum roll.
1, 2, 3. It's going to show up now. 4, I'll count till 10 then.
It's quite a complicated runbook. It's just
yes, exactly.
Thinking about it. Yeah, that was it.
The number of joins you have, the number of links you have, that's making it complicated.
But as Chris showed us in an earlier module, you can drag these around and adjust them. It doesn't affect the functionality. So you
correct,
can drag
nothing.
Them,
exactly.
Drag them close together if you want.
Yeah. So just a quick, or at a high level, look at like this has got 5 activities.
Yeah.
Make sure that you have all the 5 activities.
Yeah. So it flows 1, 2, 3 and then splits.
I yep.
That's
and
right.
If you look
yep.
at each of the parameters, this is where it's creating a folder. And I want to make sure that, and let's quickly look, and it's using a database. And this is actually creating a random generation text. Like a text length and nothing there.
Right.
So now if you go here, and you can actually see the parameters. It actually shows the same value what we have there.
Right.
And if you click on this one, it actually shows you what's been actually configured. Ding.
Yep, got 3 of 3 there.
And you can see 3 of 3 configured. And you can actually show this is a random general text. It's picking up the input from the previous one. So this is the database functionality.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. So I make sure that the runbook is all migrated to Azure Automation. This is good. The next step is like, how do I run this?
Mm.
And if you look at some of these orchestrated runbooks, most likely they'll be interacting with other systems on your on-premise system. Could be Active Directory, could be database, or could be VMM, could be anything there. So what are the different options I have to run this runbook? Because mm-hmm. this runbook have to go run on your on-premises system there.
Right.
So when you click, you want to start the runbook, you'll have two options. Whether you want to run that on Azure. So yeah. It purely depends on how you author this runbook. If this author runbook can do something on the cloud, for example, if you're doing a SharePoint online, yeah. then you can run on Azure. But if your runbook specifically does on the on-prems, you need to select this hybrid worker option.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where I'll talk about our hybrid automation module. How do we enable hybrid management capability in Azure Automation so with one solution, you can yeah. manage your resources anywhere.
So we can yeah.
public cloud, private cloud, hosted cloud, or on-premise data center.
Nice.
So with that completes the migration demo part, orchestrated
right.
to OMS automation migration.
Excellent, nice work and a great demo. And hopefully now you appreciate that actually if you've invested in Orchestrator and you're interested in going to cloud, you're not at the end of the road. You know, there's tools that we're working on and we've shown a great demo of how you use that tool to convert the runbooks and the integration packs into modules. So really powerful stuff that you can test in a non-disruptive way because you don't destroy the original work that you've done. So you can create these modules, import them into OMS automation and test them. If they're generic runbooks, like Ravi was saying, you could test them against cloud VMs instead of your on-premises stuff if you wanted to that way. In the next module, we're going to look at how you start to execute some of the runbooks, the different ways from scheduling to manual execution and more, before we come back to Ravi a little bit later, and he's going to take us through what he's just teased us with at the end around using hybrid runbook workers and how we start to bring about automation from the cloud against on-premises resources. So Ravi, thanks for your time now. We'll see you again later, and please stick with us as we continue our look at hybrid IT management. Yeah. Thanks.
One last thing I want to cover is just try out the migration toolkit. Give us the feedback. As I said, this is in the beta, so you wanted more feedback so we can make the improvements when we release it.
Nice.
Thanks, Matt.
You just couldn't wait to leave it right till the end. I like your style. But yeah, stick with us, and Ravi will be back later. Thanks again.
Thank you.